You feel like a million. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will be glad
in the Lord. Rejoice in what God is doing. Rejoice in the plans of God. All this week we've been teaching and making the point here that we have the ability to transport spiritual reality from the spirit realm into the physical realm. We have that ability to do that. And the way we do that is through meditation, meditating on the Word of God. We can bring the things of God and see it manifest through meditation. Meditating upon what God says, according to Joshua 1, which says, "This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it when? Day and night, and then you will observe to do it, and then you will have a productive life. You will have what? Good success. Good success lies in the Word of God when you meditate on it, because you'll see what God says, and once you see what God says about your life, you will do what God says your life should be looking like. You will act that way. And the second point we brought out on Tuesday was revelation. Mm-hmm. Revelation. That not only through meditation, but also through revelation. Mm-hmm. That's a recap.
Today, May 2nd, we want to acknowledge that it's National Day of Prayer. In 2 Chronicles, there's a very popular scripture for this time of year, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, which tells us, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves
and pray,
and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Verse 15 says, "Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place." So they're talking about prayer from the house of God. And when we look all through 2 Chronicles chapter 6, it tells us Solomon's prayer, the different people groups that he acknowledged, people that are in different situations and circumstances of life. And he said, God, when they turn to you and they're in this specific situation, he went through a bunch of different situations. He's asking them now, he's asking God, please let them hear from you when they turn to you for various needs, various life situations. It's all through 2 Chronicles chapter 6. The different things that Solomon prayed when they were dedicating the temple. And then the response of God is there in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. It is a response of God. So God was responding to the prayer that Solomon prayed. And Solomon was asking God to do things for various groups of people and acknowledge. I just want to read one of them, which is in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 29. He says, "Whatever prayer, whatever supplication is made by any one or by all your people Israel, when each one knows his own burden and his own grief and spreads out his hands to this temple, then hear from heaven your dwelling place and forgive and give to everyone according to all his ways, whose heart you know. For you alone know the hearts of the sons of men." And that was powerful scripture when I was meditating on it, because it says if the supplication is made by any one or by all your people. Think about that. So the prayer of one is just as important to God as the prayer of many who are together. So he says, your people Israel, when each one knows his own burden. So when we have our own burdens, things that we're not even talking to people about, when we're bringing those before God, when we're bringing our grief before God, when we're bringing ourselves before God, and it says he spread out his hands to the temple, which means we are surrendering, we are submitting the situation unto God. When we are opening our hands, when we are spreading our hands, it's an acknowledgement that we're withholding nothing from God. And Solomon, he's very specific. So if you're looking for somewhere to go in the text in the Bible today on this National Day of Prayer, I would recommend to read 2 Chronicles chapter 6 along with 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Because a lot of times we hear that verse, 7:14, but we have to go back and see, meditate on the word and see all the different things that God is here to help us with, yes, that he's here to guide us through.
So God is always here and revealing himself. He revealed himself through meditation, to meditating on the word. I want to make sure that we get that right. God revealed himself to us when we meditate on his word. Through meditating on his word, we understand who God really is. We see the greatness of God, the infinite power of God through his word. God revealed himself to us through revelation. Through revelation, we get full understanding of the word of God, how the word of God works, and how when we apply it to our life, we get result. This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and observe what to do, and then you'll make your way prosperous. So how do I have good, and then you will have what? Good success. So how do I have good success? By following the plans of God. How do I become prosperous in this world? By following the plans of God. It has already laid out. The plans are already laid out. I look at Psalms 139, 16 and 7. Everything for my life is already laid out by God. So I need to know it.
Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them.
So everything about my life is already planned out before I even get here. Before I was formed in my mom's womb, he knows me. He plans out my life. So why am I struggling? Why am I in such disarray? My life is such in disarray because I have no light. A man that has no light will always stumble, will always fall, will always hurt himself. Give him light, he sees.
The blind can't lead the blind, the Bible says. They'll both end up in a ditch.
Because he can't see. So when I discover Psalms 139, I said, wait a minute. My whole life was already planned out. Even before there was one thought of me. Before my mom says, I'm pregnant. My life wasn't ready. It was already planned.
Yeah, it says, when as yet there were none of them. The days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none
exactly
of them. None of the days.
None. Mm-hmm. I was with God.
Mm-hmm. And he saw. My substance.
Hallelujah.
Being unformed.
Yes.
So he has given us everything that we need.
Yes.
All things are ready. He has put within us the substance,
yes,
that we need to bring forth what he wrote in that book about,
yes,
us.
Yes.
His thoughts toward us are precious. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum
of them. Sum them up. They're
mm-hmm.
all good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about me is good where God is concerned.
And when you look in the Bible, it says S-U-M.
Yeah.
How great is the sum of them, which means all of them.
Them,
not just
them.
S-O-M-E.
No.
Not just some of the thoughts that God has to us are good
he
when we're good.
Yeah.
It's all the thoughts that he has to us, the sum of them.
That's why we says on this radio show so many times, and we're going to say it again, you can do anything to make God love you more. You cannot do anything to make God love you less.
He just loves you.
He just loves you.
He just loves you.
It's a totality. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's in its totality. When you can see that, when you can understand that, you can operate in it, Diane. Mm-hmm. But you know, I don't have to work to make God love me. It's in its totality. The sum of all his love is summed up. Mm-hmm. And it's come one word, L-O-V-E. Mm-hmm. All those words adds up to one thing, love.
Love.
In its totality.
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Who meditate?
So we have this understanding when we're meditating on the word of God, when we're meditating on the love of God, then we have this revelation that it's by faith.
Yes.
And that when we believe and then we diligently are in the word of God, we're diligently meditating on the word of God, it's consuming us.
Yes.
We can't unsee the promises of God. We can't unfeel his love.
Yes.
And when we've been meditating, when we've been consumed by his word,
yes.
It says he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So he knows the way. And if we want to be in the way, then we have to diligently seek the way.
Yes.
When we're meditating on the word of God, it changes things. The word of God changes things. It's the final authority. Men will try to run you around day and night, try to have a million different opinions on something. But when you look at the word of God as the final authority, it brings clarity. It halts all confusion. When different confusion is trying to come from this opinion and that opinion, when you look to the word of God and you have the final authority, that's it. It's done. The debate is over. The swaying is over. The faltering between two opinions is over. The guilt, the shame is over. I have the final authority. The final word has been spoken by my Father. His thoughts to me are so precious. How great is the sum of them?
Okay.
So when the enemy comes with all his foolery, we have to have the final authority, which is the word. And you're not going to know what to shoot back with if you haven't meditated in the word.
The final authority is the word of God for my life. And when I meditate on it, I become consumed with it. When I become consumed with the word of God, I'm able to do it.
And get the results. Make your way prosperous and have good
Thank
success.
Thank you for joining us our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.